Genesis chapter 35. And God said to Jacob, Arise, go up to Bethel, and live there, and make there an altar to God, who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau your brother. Then Jacob said to his household, and to all who were with him, Put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean and change your clothes. And let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave to Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their earrings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were around them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is Bethel, house of God, he and all the people who were with him. And he built there an altar, and called the place El Bethel God, the house of God, because there God appeared to him, when he fled from the face of his brother. But Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel under an oak. And the name of it was called Alon Bashuth, Oak of Weeping. And God appeared to Jacob again, when he came out of Paddan Aram, and blessed him. And God said to him, Your name is Jacob Deceiver. Your name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel Prince of God shall be your name. And he called his name Israel. And God said to him, I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply, a nation and a company of nations shall come from you, and kings shall come out of your body. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to you I will give it, and to your descendants after you I will give the land. And God went up from him in the place where he talked with him. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering upon it, and he poured oil upon it. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spoke with him, Bethel, house of God. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrath Bethlehem. And Rachel went into labor, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said to her, Do not be afraid, you shall have this son also. And it came to pass as her soul was departing, because she died, that she called his name Benoni, son of my pain, but his father called him Benjamin, son of the right hand. And Rachel died, and was buried in the way to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem, house of bread. And Jacob set a pillar upon her grave, that is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day. And Israel journeyed, and spread his tent beyond the tower of Edar flock. And it came to pass, when Israel lived in that land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. The sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin. And the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, Dan, and Naphtali. And the sons of Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, Gad and Asher. These are the sons of Jacob, which were born to him in Paddan Aram. And Jacob came to Isaac his father to Mamre, to the city of Arba, which is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac lived. And the days of Isaac were 180 years, 2288 AH, 1754 BC. And Isaac gave up the spirit, and died, and was gathered to his people, being old and full of days. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him,